This is the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with my wife, Erica Busey, and we're here to talk about a relatively new book, The Ology, Ancient Truths Ever New. It's written by Marty Makowski, and it's illustrated by Andy McGuire and published by New Growth Press. Erica, tell me about this book.
This is a beautiful illustrated storybook for children that's really so much more than just a storybook. Kids are going to look at it and think that it's a storybook, but it's actually a systematic theology for children. It's targeted toward like 6 through 12-year-olds would be the primary target range, but you can also get away with younger kids and maybe some older ones too. So this is a hardcover book. It's an interesting shape. It's like 9x9. It's like the size of a brownie pan. And
I was just going to say it looks like it's 9x9, but I did not think of the brownie print.
That's what size it is. It looks like a coffee table book. It's a couple hundred pages. It's a nice hardcover book, and it's full color illustrations. Just about every page has an illustration.
Yeah, they're nice.
They are. It's kind of neat. The illustrations kind of remind me of like a field guide. They look like they're maybe done in colored pencil, and it's a primarily white background with more of like a sketch. And there are notes around each picture that include Bible verses that would be applicable. And so it has that idea, I think, of something that wants to be discovered. I think of myself when I was in this age range, and looking at this book, I feel like almost like it's a Narnia type thing where you kind of want to dive in and it's something mysterious and there's things to be learned from this book and from these illustrations. And that's really kind of how the book starts. It starts with two kids who go into the cellar of an old church and they find a mysterious package that is wrapped up, and it, you know, basically says, "Open me." And when they open it, they find this book, and before their eyes, this old book becomes new, and it turns into the beautiful new book, hence the subtitle Ancient Truths Ever New. And so these kids take it home, and they decide to start reading it. And then at the end, they finish and conclude that they need to read it alongside their Bible, because ultimately the systematic theology should point them back to the Word of God.
Yeah, of course. So tell us about the table of contents. How is this book laid out, and upon what is it based?
So the author acknowledges that Wayne Grudem's systematic theology is kind of his primary source. And so it's laid out, I think, in a pretty typical way, like a systematic theology. You know, it'll have a main heading, theology of God, being the first one. And then there's the subcategories. And then in the back, there's a corresponding study guide that has questions that go along with each topic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
is
then,
that meant for the children that would read, or for the people that are leading it, or
It can
helping?
Be used in different ways. He offers some guidelines for how you could use it, maybe for like the 6 to 9-year-olds, and I think even younger kids. I mean, we've read this with our 4-year-old, and he's really interested. But with the younger kids, you might start just by reading it straight through. It has a lot of really great examples. It's very creative. It uses analogies and different things to explain very abstract concepts in a way that children can understand. And so the illustrations are usually a picture of kind of the analogy or whatever example he's using to explain an abstract concept. So when you first look at the page, like, for example, the very first page, I think, has a picture of a frog. And it's, yeah, God always was and always will be. And there's a picture of a frog, which at first might seem kind of strange, but he uses the idea that toads begin as tadpoles, oak trees sprout from acorns, but God never had a beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something a 4-year-old can understand that. That, Yeah, God was never a tadpole before he became, you know, a toad. He was always God.
Full fart panic.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. So anyway, it has really great illustrations. And then around the illustration, there are scripture passages. And so he would suggest that maybe you start with the youngest kids and you just read it through. And then you go back maybe the next time you read it through, if you're doing this maybe through your family devotions, you have the kids look up the scripture passages that go along with it. There's also a key scripture passage on each main topic page that's printed out. And so those might be the ones that you would emphasize if you wanted to do scripture memory.
Yeah, that would be great to do in conjunction with this.
So there's definitely tons of proof texts for every topic that he mentions. And like each topic has its own just example or analogy. And I really think that is a strength of this book. While it might seem like it would get tedious to come up with an example for each of these categories, they never seem strained or forced. Like every example is is a really great way to explain
this idea. We've read some picture books and whatnot to our children and use them in family worship, and sometimes the applications, in that case the applications, not necessarily the examples, but the applications are sometimes off base and sometimes it's hit and miss in different books when they're applying things or giving an illustration, but you find these to be rather accurate and actually enlightening and helpful.
I thought it was great. I mean, I read it from cover to cover.
Yeah.
I thought it was really helpful and interesting, and I shared it with some of the ladies in our Bible study, and some of them have kids that are right in the target range for this, and other ladies were like, I'm going to get this and read it myself. This looks so helpful.
Good
and
reflection
so interesting.
On my teaching ministry. Sheesh.
Well, it's just a really, it's a good introduction to systematic theology and to these type of topics.
How would you see this? Let's look at the table of contents and speak about how this is laid out. But in the meantime, how would you see this working in conjunction with catechetical instruction, either with the children's catechism or the shorter catechism?
I mean, they should go hand in hand pretty easily, and kids who have already been catechized are going to know the answers to some of the questions.
Would it be beneficial to kids that are already catechized, or would it seem like...
I think it would. I think the catechism is really helpful in that it teaches children the language of the faith, and that it imprints truths upon their heart, but this is going to help to explain some of the things that they have probably already memorized and internalized. You know, if we're not careful to explain to our children what the catechism questions mean, then it's just going to be something that they memorize.
Right.
And certainly we wouldn't want that to happen.
Which has value, but you certainly want to understand what the catechism is teaching, and also from where it gets that lesson in scripture. So that's helpful. That's useful.
I think this is a great tool to aid in family worship. I mean, obviously you're going to have your, like your time in the word, your prayer, your singing and your family worship. And then, you know, after that, I think that this is a great, could be used as a devotional and as a way to instruct children. And it also, I like the way that there are different levels for, you know, different age children that might be in your family. So you could maybe have older kids doing a little bit extra homework, or you can be asking them some of the questions from the back.
That's good.
While the little kids might just be interested in the pictures and kind of the basic concept.
That's a challenge to be able to hit multiple levels of people in your home, different ages of children, and also to derive benefit yourself from it. That's always difficult in family worship, but it appears that this one could hit those different levels.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say, like, the first section, Theology of God, a lot of the topics that are within there are going to be the ones that are covered initially, even in the children's catechism. And so even the youngest kids, like 3- and 4-year-olds who are learning just the first catechism, they're already going to have some language to be able to understand the things that are being talked about here.
And that's where it begins. What's the next loci it treats?
Theology of people.
Mm-hmm.
And sin, the promise and the law, Christ, the Holy Spirit, adoption into God's family, change, the church, the end times, and God's word.
Hmm. Provocative statement, then. He's just prioritizing adoption in the Ordo Salutis. Huh? So.
I don't know if he's trying to say that to the children or not, but...
Dave Garner would be proud. I don't know. And some of the Westminster divines. But the word of God is last.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's because the book ends, like I already mentioned, mm-hmm. with pointing the children back to the word of mm-hmm. God and making sure that they understand that it's important to learn mm-hmm. these truths in a systematic way, but that ultimately that should point us to the word of God and that mm-hmm. that is our primary authority on God. And really, I mean, this is a book about to teach children about God and how they relate to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important thing, you know, for them to understand and for us too.
That's great. Now, I know this book has received high praise, very, very strong recommendation from Dr. Gaffin and from many others. Theology by Marty Makowski and illustrated by Andy McGuire. That's a hardcover book the size of a 9x9 brownie pan. It was published back in October 2015, but it's very important, significant, should be useful on the shelf for many, many years to come. It's not the kind of thing that's going to get old or stale. And the illustrations are roughly timeless, I imagine.
Right? I would say so, yeah.
That's great. I'm looking forward to looking at this more closely myself, and you can find a copy of it at WTSbooks.com. Take up and read.